Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I'm going to try to change the topic up just a little bit as far as what it seems to always fly back to, and I'm certain it probably will anyway. But I wanted to share with you something that I received from a listener on Twitter. This meant the world to me because this is what my mission and my goal is, to encourage you, to help you get involved, to encourage you to get involved. I guess I can't really hold your hand and help you get involved. And one thing that I have seen, and I guess this is going back to the topic I'm trying to stay away from, I have seen the American people waking up. I saw it before the Trump happened. But I want to share this with you today. And he was just honestly just chatting. He just sent me this and I'd seen it. Oh, he'd sent it to me several days ago and I didn't see it till yesterday. He said, I honestly don't know what to think about this whole mess. I will pray, act on conscience and Constitution. Then I'll see what happens and trust in the Lord. We make plans, but outcome is in God's hands. I keep seeing a mental image of your descriptions, like lost as Alice and mad as the Hatter, inside out and topsy-turvy. I think he's talking about when I say inside, outside, upside down. The undisciplined brats in office need a proper spanking, knocked around a bit, pulled by the ear to dunce corner. Some need prosecution. They can take land, money, my life, persecute my family, but can't enslave our minds, spirits, unless we allow it. As for me, liberty or death, my mouth writes that check. I pray I can live up to it if and when it comes to that. God grant me. I thought he speaks from his heart, and it's kind of a heart that I hear many of you. We don't agree on everything, and we're not going to, and I think that's absolutely precious. But the fact that, I like it that he said he got a mental image of Alice, lost as Alice and mad as the Hatter. That's how I'm seeing things right now. And we are a nation, a people that are turned inside, outside, upside down. And that's a book. I'm going to have to find out. I've got some grandkids I need to read that to. It's a Berenstain Bear book I used to read to my kids. But America, we the people, are inside, outside, upside down because of the confusion and the chaos coming out of D.C. and legislation. Because of the ridiculous findings of the Supreme Court. Because of feelings being held over rights. There is a black and white, and when we make it gray, we kind of get lost in the fog. And another donation today, and also ordering the book, Selling Us Out. And he said, I've been quoting you quite a bit. I think that's fantastic. I think I'm the only, I'm not the only talk show host comes up with little quips, but I think I'm the only one that's come up with the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and I don't believe I came up with that, because it was actually my youngest son and I that were sitting there one evening talking, and we came up with the D.C. occupiers in our conversation. And then yesterday with our conversation with Melody Cedarstrom, if you listen to that show, if not, you can go to the website and listen to it. I shared an article that I had read about what the candidate, particular Trump, is wanting to do with our trade. And it came to me several weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. I couldn't figure out why all the hate was coming. And that's what I landed on. Well, here in the state of Missouri, this has nothing to do with TPP, I'm just moving on. Here in the state of Missouri, we've been fighting a First Amendment. A First Amendment, it's an amendment that they wanted to propose, or a bill, SJR 39. It's a common sense bill that supposedly would allow Missouri citizens to vote and ban government discrimination against people of faith because of their beliefs about marriage. Now, I wanted to share this with you because it kind of made the national news, and I've just had so many other things that I haven't done it. But they took started a filibuster, just the Democrats here in the state of Missouri. They led a filibuster against this proposal. Against something that would just confirm the First Amendment. Now, if that's not evidence that we are a confused and inside, outside, upside down nation, as well as the state of Missouri, I don't know what is. Now, I thought I'd share a little bit about this bill with you as to what it's, or this proposal, as to what it's really going to do. It's really just supposed to protect businesses such as the florists, such as the bakers, the wedding planners, so that they can't lose their business over taking a stand on their faith. Now, it does not secure that you can discriminate and not serve someone. But we got to turn those tables around. They cannot force you to do something that is against your faith, such as pastors being forced to marry same-sex couples. There are pastors that are okay with that, which astounds me. But there are certain denominations that are not okay with that. And this would protect those ministers, those pastors, from suffering greatly. Now, if you recall, in Oregon, and I can't remember where the florist was, those particular people, they lost their livelihoods. It ruined them for life when these couples could have gone somewhere else just as easily and been served. They could have hired someone else. There's all kinds of subcontractors out there. But they targeted these companies, these businesses, and they ruined their livelihood. They took away their livelihood. This is something that is not American. We should be protected from such things. You should not lose. To me, that's above and beyond. I want to slap a little fine on them, slap a little fine on them. But they made an example of them. They ruined their lives completely. And I'm certain that same-sex couple got their cake, got their flowers, and got married somewhere else and is on their way. But not the people they targeted. They ruined their lives. Now that is being a bully. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have consequences with our decisions. And sometimes the things we go through in our life bring us back around. I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show as well. 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understand that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, to talk about what's changed in this world, you look around and we talk about immigration and we talk about the gay marriage issue. And we have compromised our morals in this nation to no end. Now, in Missouri here, they had a manhunt recently this week. He'd murdered several people. An illegal alien. Had been arrested more than once. And still here. So, I'm going off my schedule here for just a few seconds just to say, you know, they came out, O'Reilly, he came out with this big bill that didn't pass. You know, he wanted it to protect the American citizens from illegal aliens, illegal immigrants that are here doing criminal actions. And he was kind of kind in it. I can't remember all of the details in that bill, that legislation. I would not be so kind. When an illegal immigrant is in this nation and has actually hurt, murdered, raped, assaulted violently a citizen, I believe deportation is too good for them. I believe it should be an automatic death penalty. I heard the gasping out there. They are here. illegally, and then they murder, or they rape, or they get involved in some kind of violence, gang. And I think if they have done that against a single citizen or multiple citizens, that the death penalty is warranted. Especially if they've already been deported a couple of times and they've come back. Enough's enough. When are we going to protect our children? When are we going to start protecting our citizens? Just like in this deal going on in Missouri over the First Amendment. This is there to protect businesses. This is there to protect pastors. It's not to discriminate. The filibuster lasted a couple of days, and it was led by the Democrats, who happen to be the minority right now. And I'm thinking, why would they do that? Why would they take a filibuster against the First Amendment? Well, it's because their thinking is inside, outside, upside down. What this particular proposal is about, the proposal prevents the state government from penalizing pastors and clergies who decline to perform marriage ceremonies contrary to their religious beliefs. So do their beliefs not count? According to the Democrats here in Missouri, they do not. It protects houses of worship and Knights of Columbus halls from being forced to use their facilities to host weddings that run counter to their beliefs. It prevents government from stripping religious adoption agencies of their licenses or contracts because they operate under the belief that every child deserves both a mother and a father. It ensures that schools, charities, elder care facilities, and crisis pregnancy centers will not lose equal access to government programs or be denied tax exemptions because of sincere beliefs about marriage. In short, like the Federal First Amendment Defense Act, on which it is based, the Missouri proposal would guarantee that religious institutions can retain their religious identity in private life, in public life, and in service to the poor and the needy in the community. The proposal also protects, like Baronelle Stutzman, a 70-year-old florist from Washington State, who was happy to serve gays and lesbians, but was sued. She was fined and harassed because she declined, based on her faith, to make custom floral arrangements to celebrate a same-sex wedding. She had sold them flowers. She had taken care of their every need, but she drew the line at the event. She just drew the line and said, I'm not going to participate in your event. I love you. You know I do. I've known you since you were a kid. She knew this person. But I have to draw the line here. And so she was sued. And this happened again to the bakers in Oregon. And there was another one in Colorado. It would protect them here in the state of Missouri. Now, the Democrats say it's just going to cause all kinds of discrimination. They were not being discriminated against. Not as individuals. Not at all. So why would anyone stand against such a thing? If you believe your rights are right, then why don't you honor and respect those of others? It's not about feelings. It's about a right. If you can't practice your faith, there is no freedom of religion. None. Dare I say, We're inside, outside, upside down, because we've become a nation of feelings. We need safe spaces. Somebody hurt our feelings. Somebody picked on me. Somebody called me a name. Somebody doesn't like the way I do this. It's not about feelings. It's about rights. Let's move on to the issue of abortion. I mentioned this briefly the other day, but this is a woman who had been raped and had an abortion when she was 15. Now think about what this woman has gone through. A 15-year-old, or maybe 14, at the time of the rape, she finds herself pregnant. A desperate young girl, and she has an abortion. This abortion is not health care. Abortion is a medical procedure, and like any medical procedure, it has risks. It is risky. And there are many women who have suffered in such a thing because they go in and they scrape the lining of the uterus. This woman had the abortion at the age of 15. And later, when she's an adult and she marries, she finds out she cannot have children. So she is now speaking out against abortion. She recognizes what she has done, not only that it has changed her life, but that she took the only child. She murdered the only child she was going to have at that time. Life is precious, and it has consequences when we make decisions. I don't judge this woman for her decision. And I don't know what all was around her or who all was around her loving her through this when she was just a young teenage girl. I don't know what happened to the rapist, if it was a family member or if it was a stranger. But this woman's life was changed forever because of an abortion at the age of 15. Things in our lives happen. But now she's a fighter. She's an advocate for life and against abortion. And she's making it known. There's an organization that she's a part of. And they make it known to these women, this is not health care. This is a risky procedure. And when you do this, you are taking the risk that you may never have a child. You can bleed out. It is not health care and it is not a contraceptive. It is the taking of a life. It is a risky procedure with consequences. Sometimes, always the death of the child. Sometimes the death of the mother. It is risky. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Turned. I promised you I was going to talk about different topics, and I'm trying to keep to my promise here, and I'm trying to stay away from some of the other topics. But back to the abortion issue, and then I'm going to drop this for now. I want to remind you, and it is my fault that I don't keep this in front of you all the time, because, you know, this hour is the shortest hour and the quickest hour of the day. But I have the Red Ribbon campaign. Some of you have ordered your red ribbons. Most of you have not. I would love to just give you the ribbons, and when I'm out, I do. I just give them away. But I have to pay some shipping, and I have to pay a little bit for them. So if you order a shirt or if you order the wristband, I'll give you the ribbon, okay? But if you want to get some ribbons and pass them out, I'll give you – I'm offering 10 ribbons for $7. You give me $7, I'll give you 20 ribbons. Just let me know what you want, because it doesn't – I think I can get them all in one package, and it's not going to be that much extra for the mailing because they're pretty light. But I have the shirt, and the shirt is kind of in your face. It really is, but it's gently in your face because it has the portrait of an ultrasound baby and has the image of the little bitty feet, and it says cries from the womb. Cries from the womb. This is an innocent life that gets taken. The woman I told the story about, she was a victim of rape that a life was formed out of. She was innocent. The baby was innocent. And I'm not judging her for what she did. I cannot say. I've not walked in her shoes. But she has since said that this is not a good thing and I should not have done it. And she's trying to help other women through the similar instances, similar life decisions. So the shirt itself is $20, and the little wristbands are $5. But if you order more than that, they're just $3 a piece. You can do that on my website, or you can just order it through me. Write this down, because everybody says, what's the address? It's Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Well, I've got an article I want to share with you that I'm very skeptical about. Extremely skeptical about. Right now, we're in a campaign year. And all the promises are so very dear. They're getting all ugly. But I'm sure they're thinking of me. The campaign promises. We've heard them all before. And I really think that's the big deal right now. Those campaign promises haven't been kept. So when we gave the Republicans the majority, they did nothing. This article is coming from the Daily Signal, and it is written by Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And he's talking about how the Republicans are dealing a blow to the IRS. I saw you roll your eyes. It says millions of Americans are filing their taxes this month and getting a good reminder of why they despise the IRS. Oh, but thanks to the Republican majority in Congress, the IRS is being forced to start cleaning up their act. Now, you'll remember what the IRS has done. You'll remember the email scandals. You remember how they targeted conservative organizations. You remember all that. And do you remember? No one had to pay for those consequences. And even in this article, no one has paid for those consequences. But we're supposed to pat these people on the back because they passed a little rule that says you can't do that. But yet you have to pay those taxes by the 15th of every April, or you get fined. You have consequences. That's freedom in America. He says, when the IRS scandal broke, Congress demanded answers from the agency's top officials. Were they targeting groups of their religious and political beliefs? Whoa, Katie barred the door. Would they possibly ever do that? No, they said it was just a few rogue employees in Ohio. If anything at all, well, what happened to Lois Lerner's emails? Oh, they were lost in a tragic hard drive crash. I'm going to tell you right now, that doesn't get rid of emails because they're on a server. If you can get to another computer and you can get to the server, you can get to your emails. So that... I'm tired of them calling them scandals. What they are is they're crimes. And these crimes are against you. They're against we, the people. So he goes on and he says, shouldn't we update our laws to prevent future abuses? Yeah, that's what we need. We need more laws, right, Ryan? Don't worry. The IRS responded with a cavalier attitude. We've got it covered. Well, certainly they do. They were going to slap each other's hands and not do anything about it, because why not? Why would they? He says, we didn't prolong the investigation. We put into place reforms to shift the balance of power back to the taxpayer. Do you feel more powerful now? Do you feel more powerful now because of the action that they took? Well, let's see. What did they do? He says, there is now a codified taxpayer bill of rights hanging at every IRS building across the country. Because of the actions we've taken, agency employees like Lois Lerner can no longer use their personal email addresses for official business. Organizations can self-declare their tax-exempt status, and if the IRS rescinds their status, they have the right to appeal. You know? But nothing happened to Lois Lerner. She paid no consequence for what she did to we the people. Do you remember the article I shared 2 days ago about the fraud in Iran? If you fraud the government or the people, so to speak, it's a penalty of death. Well, in America, especially in D.C., you just get a different position. A different title. They just switch it around a little bit. Lois Lerner paid no consequences for what she did to we the people. I don't feel any safer because they have a Bill of Rights, taxpayer rights, hanging on every IRS door. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Ryan, Senator Ryan. I'm sorry, Speaker. Representative, I don't buy that you're doing your job. If they're doing their job, why did the Iran deal get handed to President Obama? If they're doing the job that they should be doing, why didn't they use the house, use the purse that they have that is protecting your money, your tax dollars, and defund Obamacare? Why didn't they defund, at least temporarily, defund Planned Parenthood until they did the investigations? Why? Why didn't Lois Lerner get brought up on charges and punished? I'm no genius, but I know that a hard drive failing doesn't remove your emails from a server. We're going into a break. I have one more thing I want to speak with you about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're going into the final break of the hour. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't
easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have talked about the First Amendment. I've talked about abortion. I have talked about the IRS. Well, really, it was more about how I wasn't buying the tough talk from Paul Ryan. Hey, that rhymed. I wasn't talking, wasn't buying his Paul Ryan. Well, anyway, I don't feel like they've done enough. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of fed up with them. It's the same old, same old. And we act like the battered wife. They come in and they start making these campaign promises. And, oh, it's a campaign year and the promises are dear. But once they're elected, they're forgotten. Now, Ted Cruz campaigns on the fact that he's always kept his promises. And I have to talk to people in Texas to see if that's absolutely correct. They were cornering Trump last night and saying, are you really going to do these things? You're saying this and you're saying it loud, but are you really going to do this? Yes. Well, we'll see. If he even gets in there. If he even gets the nomination. A quick thing. And we may talk about this more tomorrow on Free for All. But Larry King made a comment that the camaraderie doesn't exist anymore in Washington. Well, I beg to differ. Because they don't seem to have, they've had a lot of problems coming together on a lot of issues like Obamacare, like the Iran deal, like some of the other things they've supposed to have been fighting and said they were going to do and didn't. But it didn't take them very long to come together, and they're starting to have secret meetings, which bothers me, and it should bother you greatly. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. The fact that they are taking upon themselves to have secret meetings to stop the votes of the people. You need to be concerned. Right now, those out there, you're either Trump, well, not necessarily, but if you're looking at the Republican ballots, you're talking about Trump, you're talking about Cruz, you're talking about Rubio, you're talking about Kasich yet. It doesn't matter which one of those four you are considering. You need to be upset that the GOP is willing to go behind closed doors in secret. Now that's camaraderie. To plot and plan against any candidate. The arrogance that they have, and for the most part, they're very brash about it. We're entering this Easter season. Did you realize how many secret trials they took the Lord through the night before they hung him on a cross? They were done in secret. Do you know why they do things in secret? Because they are wrong. That's the only reason. Unless you're buying me a birthday gift or a Christmas gift. You do things in secret. You hide what you're doing because you know it is wrong. Something else DC has neglected, and this is an article written by Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. And he's talking about the Department of Homeland Security acknowledges that ISIS has been attempting to hack U.S. electrical grids. Now, my brother has said for a long time, we need to take steps to fix this. We are vulnerable. Just because they haven't been successful yet doesn't mean they won't be successful. And it isn't just being attacked. What keeps America alive is the electrical grid. Think about your life. If it were to go down for a week or longer, think about the devastation. It would be incalculable. Many might die. Some won't be able to heat their homes. No one will be able to buy gasoline. Offices and businesses would have to close down. Supermarket shelves would be barren. It only takes, depending on the day, the truck deliveries are 3 days. Some who rely on electric power for water pumps won't even have water. No lights, no food, no heat, no money, no gasoline. Now stop and think about this. How dependent we Americans are on the electrical grid. Well, ISIS, as he says, is not the only threat. Now you've heard of this called, it's the electric grid. The electronic magnetic pulse, EMP. It is very real. It's not a conspiracy. It is something that exists. And there's different things that can cause this. And he says in this article, which I'm running out of time, that to make an alternative plan, to secure it in some way, a backup, wouldn't be all that expensive and wouldn't take all that much. But Congress, our leadership doesn't see it, doesn't think it is worthy of their devotion to take a look at. The very things we elect these people for, they ignore. We didn't elect them to force us to have and buy health insurance. Health insurance is just that. It's not health care. It is insurance. We didn't elect them to hand over power to the president so that we become more vulnerable to countries like Iran. We didn't hand them their positions so that they could take advantage with inside trading, so that they could occupy offices and cut their deals in D.C. They are elected to try and maintain our economy, our monetary system, which they fail at. They are supposed to secure our borders and make sure that we are safe, which they do not. Making us safe would be addressing the electrical grid, which they do not. They are there to secure your liberty, not to make more legislation that infringes on your liberties. All that they are supposed to do in their job description, they do not do. And they play games. They write more legislation. I'm certainly not feeling any more secure with the IRS, Mr. Paul Ryan, because in every IRS department they have hung a shingle that says we have a bill of tax rights. I don't want tax rights. I want the freedom of religion and speech. I want the freedom of the Second Amendment as it is given. I don't want socialism. I want a republic. And a republic is you and me in charge. And we need to hold people like Paul Ryan accountable. And if they're having secret meetings to make sure you don't vote for whoever you want to vote for, you need to be concerned. And it's time that we listen to George Washington and we lose our patience and we come together and bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 21.